Welcome back, you guys. You are listening to episode 18. What? 18. And in this episode, I'm going to be kind of tackling the new year and kind of things I want to say goodbye to, things I want to say hello to, kind of what I want to focus on, and just kind of chat with you guys. And so I hope you are excited to listen to the Tales of Teaching podcast. So let's get started. Welcome to the Tales of Teaching podcast, a place where I hope you can find inspiration, creativity, and most importantly, someone to relate to. Teaching can be tough, as I'm sure you know, so I'm hoping this can be a space where we can motivate one another to take teaching to a whole new level. What is up, my fine teaching friends? So I know it's kind of been a hot minute since I've kind of recorded. I didn't really realize, well, take that back, I do realize how crazy the week before Christmas break is, but I guess I didn't anticipate myself to be that busy, because in the past I've kind of had things super organized, and I'm just going to go ahead and say it, this year I was definitely not nearly as organized as what I would like to be. I still did all the things that I do with my kids, but I'm just going to say, from a personal standpoint, it wasn't maybe as cutesy as I usually have it. For my hot chocolate bar, I usually have everything all laid out on a cute tablecloth and have everything written down, and this year I just kind of like splayed it out and was like, all right, we're getting our hot chocolate. So they still did the things. I just don't think I had enough time to make it to the level that I necessarily always do. And so I'm sure some of you guys felt that way. I kind of blame it on the fact that Thanksgiving was so late, because coming back from break, I only had three weeks to kind of get everything in order, where normally you have four, sometimes even five, depending on when Thanksgiving and Christmas fall. So this year kind of felt rushed for me, and I'm just going to kind of leave it at that. So now I feel like I'm kind of slowly coming down from the crazy of last week. And so I feel like I'm just going to jam pack a whole bunch of episodes for you guys. So when we come back, it'll be more consistent again. And I apologize for being like, oh, week at podcast, and then, there's not one. And that's my promise and my goal for you guys for 2020, being more consistent with these bad boys. So with that, some things I wanted to kind of discuss in this episode, just, I don't know, this is like, it's the new year. I want to kind of get us thinking, I guess, because to me personally, I think when I sat down and thought about what I wanted for 2019 is kind of when I saw kind of my biggest leaps and bounds. And so I kind of feel like by kind of sitting and chatting with you guys about what the new year in 2020 will entail, I think hopefully maybe it'll get some of you guys thinking and kind of push you into an area of unknown. So firstly, I was listening to, now I've met, for those of you that know me, you know how much I love listening to podcasts, and in fact, I'm the podcast queen. I love listening to my classroom as well. And I was listening to the one with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rad. I'm obsessed with their podcast. I think it's like the funniest thing in the whole entire world. And it kind of got me thinking, because in theirs, they talked about things that they wanted to basically leave behind in 2019 and things that they wanted to or looking forward to in 2020. So things they're saying goodbye to and things they're saying hello to. And so I thought I was thinking, wow, that's kind of great to kind of do. And so I'm going to kind of do the same, I guess. I'm going to kind of talk about some things. And I posted this on my Instagram post as well. But I guess I wanted to kind of go more in depth of the things and why I wanted to, well, I'm sure some of them are very obvious, why I wanted to say goodbye to these things. And so I'm going to go ahead and start off with, I guess, the things that I would want to kind of leave behind in 2019 or say goodbye to in 2020. And kind of the first thing, this one's kind of more silly. It's kind of more for in vibes in my classroom, and that is saying goodbye to the VSCO girl. How many of you guys are super irritated with your kids going s-s-s-s-s? I literally feel like I cannot say the word desks without them breaking out into the whole VSCO girl chant thing. And so me, myself as a teacher, honestly, me as a person, I like can't wait for them to get over that. And so I can just say words with an SK ending in peace without getting tackled by Visco girls in a sense. So if you're with me on that, I would love to love to hear that. The next thing that I kind of want to get, I mean, obviously it's going to be really, really hard for some of these things to say goodbye to, but one thing I'm just kind of over is comparison. And I'm not even just saying for everybody, but just kind of for myself in general. We are human beings. It's really easy, I think, to sit and compare ourselves to other people. I mean, you can even take this, I guess, with an Instagram standpoint, right? And I'm kind of happy that Instagram's starting to roll out with that getting rid of the likes thing. I've yet to see it. I would love to see it, not gonna lie. But it's really hard, or it's really easy, in a sense, to get into that headspace of, what, all these people that I'm following are getting this many likes and we have the same amount of followers, why am I not kind of getting the same amount of headway? And so my biggest thing is just to kind of really not think about that kind of stuff. Yes, it will dawn on you. It's dawned on me a couple times, and you just gotta be like Elsa and let it go. Because there's really nothing you can do to control it. And then at this point, I think of Instagram as kind of a hot mess express with how it's displaying things. And I'm not even going to sit here and try to figure it out. I'm just going to post what I want to talk about. And that's kind of that. Those who like it, great. Those who don't, move on. And I guess comparison in a sense to teaching as well. I mean, it's good to compare yourself, right? Kind of sometimes build yourself up. But I'm talking about the kind of negative comparison, like, oh my goodness, this person's classroom looks so perfect, and you're comparing yourself in that sense, when I'm going to tell you right now, and I'm sorry if I'm being the bearer of bad news, but nobody's classroom's perfect. Everyone has their ups and downs. There is no way you walk into a classroom and they're always going to be on their best behavior. I mean, and if they are, you have a saint of a classroom, because even my class this year, which are complete angels, every now and then we have an off day, and that's just how things go. That's life. And so I guess just making sure you're not comparing yourself to someone's, and I hate saying this because everyone, don't compare yourself to someone's highlight reel, but it's so true. And it's really hard because it gets so in your head, right? You see like teachers displaying all these amazing great things that they're doing, and you're like, oh, why doesn't my classroom look like that? Why don't my kids act like that when they're doing that? And just kind of that sense, I guess. So I want to just kind of make sure I'm kind of checking in with myself and just saying goodbye to comparing myself, I guess, to everybody around me. And if I am going to compare, it's going to be for a benefit, not to make myself, I guess, feel negative. The next thing I guess I want to say goodbye to is, now on my Instagram post, I put teacher hate, and that can be displayed, or I guess interpreted, in so many different ways. When I say teacher hate, I mean when... And I guess this can be kind of tied with comparison. Teacher hate is kind of when that jealousy piece kind of comes out and you act rude or mean or spiteful on other people's accounts. Like, that is just not okay. And so I think I would love to say goodbye to, and this is a really huge, and then this would be like in a perfect world scenario, right? Say goodbye to the people with the negative talk, especially when it kind of comes towards teaching. I know I posted a post a couple weeks ago that kind of talked about how people talk about teaching and how it can be super disheartening for teachers that are kind of trying to be new into the teaching realm. Now, and I've gotten my opinion from a lot of people, like my mom included. She was like, well, so I just want those that maybe feel negative about teaching, and like, you know, I trust me, there are days when I'm like, get me out of here. The admin added a new thing that I have to do. Now I have to do that with all the curriculum that's tied, right? Yada, yada. Is, I guess, focus on the positivity. And then I was talking to a teacher and she put a good point. For those of you that have been teaching for a long time, one thing that I want you to consider is, how did you feel maybe when you first got into teaching, right? I'm sure you were bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and excited and eager. And so I want you to kind of maybe think about that and take that into consideration when someone asks you about going into the field, right? So instead of being like, ugh, and it's okay. And I had people that were saying, well, is it wrong to be truthful? And no, it is not. And when people ask me about going into teaching, I do. I give them the good, the bad, the ugly, and the amazing, because that to me is a truthful and honest answer, not, hey, don't get into teaching at all because it's horrible. That's just so blunt and so rude. And yes, there are some negative things, but there are definitely some positive things too. And just just consider that you're maybe probably turning somebody off. I have a strong inkling that at some point we will be going into a teacher crisis. So if you're turning all these people away that are trying to be teachers, who's going to take your job when you retire? So there's that. I'm going to leave it at that. And I'm going to go to the next thing I want to say goodbye to. So next thing, this one is kind of, more, I guess, more of a personal thing, but that whole kind of imposter syndrome thing, many times you just kind of think to yourself, and I almost tie this not so much with my Instagram, but just as a teacher in general, I feel like teachers, and I'm just speaking for the whole, because based off of how many people I've talked to, we just are so hard on ourselves, and I think we have this kind of insinuation that things need to be a certain way, and when they're not that way, or when they are too good to be true, you kind of think like, well, okay, well, maybe I just have a good class. And I catch myself saying this all the time, right? When you're talking to colleagues, like, wow, my class did really well on that unit 2 assessment. But I'm not saying it has anything to do with my teaching. I think I maybe just have a really high class this year, right? I don't know why we do that, but I mean, I'm speaking for myself. You teachers don't like to brag. They blame it on other things or other inconsistencies. Like, oh, they've done better than other class I've had, but there's no way it's because of my teaching. It's probably just because I have a high class, or they've been learning Common Core since kindergarten now, this group. So that's why they got it. And so we kind of almost try to think of other ways besides our teaching as to why maybe our students are doing so well, or why kids are maybe excelling in a way that they're excelling. And so to me, I kind of want to, and again, some of those reasons may or may not be true, but maybe take a little second and just celebrate, like, wow, okay, the thing that I taught my kids, they actually got. Those moments are very far and few between, and so when it does happen, I think it should be a time for you to be excited and to celebrate, not make excuses. And I am the queen of this. Like, and I was just talking to one of my colleagues, and she's like, no, it probably might be because you're a good teacher. And so it kind of opened my eyes a little bit, and I was like, well, yeah, you're right. Maybe now this is my third year teaching fifth grade. And so, you know, you start to learn the curriculum a little bit better. You start to know which tips and tricks to use, you know, which lessons to maybe glide over and which ones to maybe go in more in depth in. You know what's coming, where when you're teaching something for the very first time, you kind of really don't know what's coming. You don't know what areas they're going to struggle with and which areas they're not. And so maybe even take a step back and think, wow, okay, maybe they honestly got that because of the way that I taught it. And be excited about that. Don't make up excuses, because oh, God knows there's excuses for everything. So just maybe take a moment to kind of relish in that. And then now I'm going to kind of go back to Instagram or teachers pay teachers, because many a times, and I'm speaking for myself, you kind of almost feel like a fraud, because many times, like, I'll post something and I think to myself, like, oh gosh, is this something that actually works? I don't know. Like, I kind of go through this whole synopsis in my head, like, what if what I'm posting, what I'm using doesn't actually work? Like, what if it's just all nonsense and that I'm just sitting here wasting a bunch of people's time? And so you kind of go through that. And then this, I guess, kind of goes back to the comparison thing, right? Because say you post something, you're super excited about it, right? And then it just bombs on Instagram. You think like, oh, maybe I'm not the good teacher that I thought I was, or maybe these strategies that I'm sharing aren't what people want to see or aren't what people want to listen to. And so it's kind of like this catch 22. And so just for myself, just kind of moving past that and just kind of not taking it, I guess, so much to heart. But really about the teaching thing, you guys, like, why do we make so many excuses for the way kids grasp things? Like, sometimes it's not your fault and we blame it. And that's the funny part. When kids aren't getting it, we blame it all on ourselves. When kids are getting it, we blame it on other things. And so maybe just making sure, just to kind of be a little bit more open-minded, I guess, about that kind of stuff. Okay, and then this last bit, I guess, kind of I think all these kind of tie in one big shiny bow, is kind of being self-conscious of my teaching. And it's really funny because I feel like on my Instagram, I talk so much about confidence and being you and inspiring others. But I mean, we all do this, right? You think about, you get a little self-conscious of your teaching in a sense, like, oh, did what I do really work? And I was talking to my mother-in-law actually about this like last year. And you kind of sit there, especially towards the end of the year, and you think, am I really teaching? Like, some days feel like there's just kind of a lot of commotion going on. Kids are getting pulled left and right, or the activities that you're doing are just so fun and so engaging that maybe it doesn't feel like teaching or learning. And so every now and then when I have a big, fun room transformation or just an engaging lesson, I kind of like get a little self-conscious and I think to myself, like, did what I do actually teach them something, or was it just a game? And many a times my kids come back to me and they loved it and they learned so much from it. But it's just a weird thing, because I think in our heads, you're doing something that's so different than everybody else. And so you think like, okay, I'm doing something so different, it better be worth it. Otherwise people are going to come back at me and be like, well, you're doing all this crazy stuff and it's not even doing anything. And so in my sense, I get a little bit in my head and think like, oh, we just did that really fun math game. Did it even really connect, or was it just a game? And honestly, sometimes if it's just a game, sometimes kids do sometimes need a little bit of that. But if you've been done like, you know, two math games this week and one room transformation, it's like, are they taking in what you're trying to show them, or is it kind of really all just like fun and games? And one thing that I get so self-conscious of is, was what we did just fun and games, or did they actually take it in? And that's just my head. My kids, they've been so great this year. And I really honestly think it has to do with the things that we have been doing. And so just myself getting out of my head, I guess. And I hate that I'm like that, but I'm sure there are others out there that are like that. So those are all the things, I guess, that I want to say goodbye to. I'm kind of done with those things. I'm kind of ready to. Last year, I really worked on my teaching in a sense of pushing the boundaries, right? Pushing myself outside of that box, pushing myself outside of my comfort zone, which I feel like I've definitely done. I feel like I've changed as an educator. This year, I'm kind of focusing on, I guess, myself not getting in my head. So with those things I want to say goodbye to, or like later days, bye Felicia. Now I want to kind of talk about some things that I would love to see more of, in the year 2020. So one thing that I want to see more of, and you guys are probably going to laugh because a lot of these are like opposites that I'm like later days too. So the first one, I guess, is teacher support. And this isn't just like helping new teachers, right? Because obviously though, that is something that I feel like is lacking. I'm talking about like rooting for other people. I've been trying to do a better job of this. And the funny part is, it feels so awkward sometimes. Like, and you almost, and I, we had a conversation with my students one time, and it turned into a really great discussion. It was like on World Kindness Day, and I had the kids writing sticky notes and compliments to staff, students, anybody really on campus. And we got into this discussion about how sometimes it's more difficult to tell someone something nice than it is to say something mean or sarcastic. And as a class, we were kind of, and I'm not even joking, you guys, when I say that my class this year, they get really deep when we have our class discussions. And so the fact that our conversation even went there is just insane. And my kids were like, you're so right. It's so easy to say something sarcastic or mean. It's almost like you're nervous to say something nice because you don't know how someone's going to interpret it, or you don't know what they're going to think of you when you do that nice thing to a stranger. And I obviously kind of give examples to my kids, but it was just so sweet watching them stand up and say, you know what, it is really hard to say something nice because you don't know how they're going to take it, right? And so I think we as adults kind of also can feel that way too. And then on Instagram, I know it sounds so silly, but sometimes like me, when I'm about to like comment something on someone's post, I get like almost a little nervous. Like, are they going to just ignore it? Is it actually going to mean something? And so just maybe kind of going out of your way and just sharing with somebody when you think they're doing something awesome, that they're doing something awesome, because I can't tell you how many times someone has maybe messaged me and just said, you know what, I like what you're doing, right? It's just kind of that check-in. And again, it probably has to do with self-conscious a little bit, but when, especially when Instagram's so crazy, when you get those DMs, it like really means the world. And when I say this means the world to me, I really truly mean it. But when you send it out to other people, it really is great to kind of see their responses like, wow, thank you. And so in a sense, I want to make sure I'm doing more of that, right? Sharing people that I think are doing awesome things, and letting them know. I feel like as human beings, maybe we, that's one area that we kind of lack in, is letting others know when they're just killing it or they're doing something that's awesome, or you like, you know what, I really like that post that you did the other day. I would love to see more of that. And just if we can kind of spread that, I think that would be a lot more helpful. Especially being a teacher, right? We get so much negativity from our admin, negativity from parents, negativity from even the teacher universe. So when you can kind of highlight those moments of positivity, I think it can really make all the difference. So that's kind of one thing I want to work on, is sharing the teacher support, sharing the love, pushing others to keep doing kind of what they're doing. And that kind of, I guess, snowballs into the spreading kindness. There's so many rude comments you see nowadays. And so I just want to always make sure that what I'm posting or what I'm commenting on somebody else, and I don't think I've ever posted something super negative and mean, but just making sure I'm always kind of posting with an intention and giving them something kind back. And so just kind of spreading that kindness. Another thing, which I kind of, I guess, talked about in the beginning of this episode, is making sure I'm being more consistent and pushing out some more podcasts for you guys. I love recording these. It has nothing to do with that. It just has to do with timing. And I'm super weird. I hate recording my podcast when someone is listening. So when my husband's home, the chance of me recording a podcast is very slim. I don't know why. I hate people listening to me. And he's funny. He's not judgmental at all. And he totally would probably never say anything. But you just feel weird when someone's sitting there like listening to you. And I've tried going into other rooms and I just told him, I was like, I can't. And so he just laughs at me. And so I guess just making sure I'm stacking them up for you guys and making sure I kind of put them out consistently. Just because I have heard a lot of good, nice reviews and comments, and you guys are really enjoying it. And I feel like it is hopefully truly helpful for those that are getting into teaching. And I just love making them for you guys. I love kind of sharing ideas that I'm doing. I like to make my ideas as, what's the word for it? Where it can kind of go across all grade levels, where you can, it can really literally be taken into your classroom the next day. That's kind of my thing, because I'm that type of learner. I like to take something I learned and apply it right away. And so I want to kind of make sure it's applicable to you guys. And all grade levels can kind of use these concepts. So more podcast episodes, more connections. I was sitting with my lovely friend Courtney Hinshaw at Ramona Recommends, and I told her, I was like, when I first started my Instagram, I remember I was so jealous of like all the connections I saw teachers have, right? You would see them hanging out outside of the Instagram world, that you actually truly saw like people with close connections. And so I was telling her, like, it's so great to think that, like, I was so jealous when I first entered, and then now I kind of have my own, like, little close-knit group of friends that have turned into legit friendships. We hang out. We had a Christmas party not too long ago at Courtney's house. It's just so great to actually, like, hang out with these people. You can kind of dish out your frustrations with Instagram together. You can kind of support one another with the crazy, amazing things that they're doing in their classroom, and kind of almost create kind of, like, almost like a little fun mastermind group, so to speak. And so for me, for 2020, I kind of want to kind of keep making those connections, just because they've just been so valuable and so great and so fun. And so maybe you can kind of make this out for you too, is just trying to make sure you're being thoughtful and connecting with others, because if you can truly do that with your teaching Instagram, I'm telling you, it's like tenfold, right? You can kind of come to them with that crazy ideas and they'll help and sit and support you in a sense that, you know, other teachers that aren't teacher creators might not get. And so if you are thinking kind of going into teachers pay teachers or in that kind of sense, it is nice to have other teachers that are kind of along for the ride, because you can bounce ideas off each other. And just I've made such great friendships. And so I'm being greedy. I want more, because it's just, I feel like given almost more of a purpose too, and so to speak. And then lastly, one thing that, and again, this kind of goes with an opposite of one thing I want to say goodbye to, and that's kind of teacher confidence, right? Being confident in the things that you're teaching. Yes, I taught that crazy awesome lesson, and yes, my kids got it, and they all got 100% on their vocab test, and that's because something I did, not because maybe that week's words were easy, okay? And so stopping, I guess, making the excuses, focusing just predominantly on yes, that was me. And no, you're not doing it in a way that's making your head get big. You're doing it in a way that's kind of being rewarding for all the hard work you put in. As teachers, I feel like, and I'm speaking for many of us, we put in so much work, so much time, so much energy, and the fact that many of us are almost too humble to admit that, oh, that was something that I did. No, you guys, this needs to be kind of the era of recognizing the hard work and the time and the effort that you are putting into things. Okay, so that goes for all the things that I guess I want to say goodbye to or leave behind in 2019, and things that I want to say hello to or I want to see more of in 2020. And now I want to kind of talk about the promises that I made myself last year. So last year, one big promise I made to me, and I got this inspiration after listening to, of course, a Rachel Hollis podcast, is I wanted to do more things that push myself outside of my comfort zone. I am not one of those people naturally. I love to stay in my, that's why it's called a comfort zone, right? You're comfortable. I love staying in the comfort zone. I love just soaking in that comfort zone. And so to me, I really wanted to make sure to push myself outside of that comfort zone, say yes to things that I would have normally said no to because it was scary. And just kind of, I guess, do more things that scared me. And it started off last year in January. I took the opportunity to speak in front of my district about how to use technology to engage students. Okay, I decided to do a little mini PD, and the way that we do it at our school, it's kind of almost like a workshop, so to speak. You put what you want to speak on, and then people sign up for it, and there's like three sessions that you get to choose to go to. And so I decided to do this. I taught two sessions. I was so nervous the very first one, and then kind of by the second one I got it, and I learned some things along the way of like, okay, when I'm speaking I need to slow down, I need to not be so nervous. I get so nervous where like my voice can sometimes get shaky, and I just get shaky and jittery, and I want to talk 100 miles a minute. And so just kind of learning to calm down, take a breath. Haley, you know what you're talking about, this is your jam. And so just kind of living it and just enjoying it and sharing it with others. A lot of times I had teachers asking me how to make technology engaging. So I was like, I'm going to make a session about it. So I did that. That was my first thing that scared me. my second kind of thing, and this sounds super odd because I love podcasts so much, but I got asked to be on two different podcasts this year. And the very first one was the Teach Better Talk podcast. And at first I just like kind of, not that pushing it off, but like when they asked me to beyond it at first, I remember thinking like, oh my gosh, what am I even going to talk about? Am I going to sound like a fool when I'm being recorded? And so old me would have said, oh no, no thank you, I don't want to be on the podcast. But like new me was like, Haley, this kind of scares you a little bit and something new that you haven't done, but you are going to say yes because who knows what doors that's going to open. So I said yes to that. And the conversation went so smoothly, so easy, and it kind of showed me that like being on a podcast with others is not scary, actually. You're just sitting there basically just having a conversation. They might ask you the occasional question and just let it flow, right? So what's funny about that is that kind of opened the door to a million other things, because shortly after I got done with that podcast episode, they had Ray and had reached out to me and asked if I wanted to go to their conference that they were having in Ohio and speak at their conference in Ohio. And I remember thinking like, oh gosh, nothing terrifies me more than now I'm not just speaking in front of people that I know. Now I'm speaking in front of a room full of strangers and I'm going to be flying all the way to Ohio. Like this is a big deal. And I remember me waiting to the very last minute to buy a ticket because I kept telling myself something was going to happen where it wasn't going to work out. And again, that's kind of the person I am. Just goes to show how that happens. And so it was like literally a week before, I remember telling myself like, Haley, you haven't gotten a plane flight, you haven't booked your hotel room, and you're on the books. This conference is going ahead. You aren't going to think of an excuse to bail. You're going to go. And so I had to buy my plane ticket, buy my hotel room last minute. And I know that's horrible to do because I probably could have saved so much more money doing it ahead of time. But I did that. I got it. I got on the plane by myself I went. And just loved every minute of it. I feel like I met so many great teachers, so many great teacher authors, so many great connections. And this was maybe like one of my favorite conferences to go to because it was just so real. All the speakers were just like, they'd come up to you and just talk to you. Like, I don't know if I'm the only one, but like, who's been to a conference where you go and I'm literally not talking bad about anybody or anything. It's just like, this happens sometimes where you go to a conference and the speaker's heads are just so big that they kind of almost think of themselves as a celebrity. And they don't really talk to people. They just like say their thing and then run out and they're goodbye. Where it just felt so much more meaningful to like be able to sit. And I like chatted with like Adam Welcome, Dave Burgess's, who else? Like all these like great and amazing teachers teachers and teacher authors. And it was just so great to kind of talk to them and kind of get their perspective on things and just like really like talk it up with them. And so you don't really always necessarily get that experience or get that chance. And so to me, it felt amazing. So I kind of skipped over another huge moment, I guess, in 2019, and that was actually going to Get Your Teach On. That happened in January, right before I did my presentation for Glendora, and that again kind of sparked too, because that was a moment scared me too, because I won a free Get Your Teach On ticket, and I got some money to pay for my flight and everything. And so the thing that scared me was I was going by myself. I didn't know. Well, I knew some teachers, but I've never actually met them in person. And it scared me because I was going to have to stay in a hotel room by myself. I was flying by myself. I was spending 3 days by myself in Arizona. And I'm not the type of person. I mean, I love an alone time at home in my own comfort of my own home. But I'm not the type of person that like will go and grab dinner by themselves. That's just not me. And so this idea terrified me. But I got the tickets for free and I told myself, Haley, you're probably going to get so much out of this conference. You better go. You got it for free. You have to take it on. And so I ended up going. I met so many great, amazing educators. And so that just says something in itself. If you're ever going to go to a conference, I mean, honestly, even just like if it was just a Get Your Teach On conference, you are going to meet so many great people that like you don't even stress about it. I think the first night I ate dinner by myself because obviously I flew in late. So I just grabbed dinner and like went back to my hotel room. But after that night, I don't think I spent a single moment, obviously, besides sleeping in my own room. I don't think I spent a single moment by myself. I made so many friends. Everyone is just so bright and vibrant and excited and sweet and nice, and it kind of says something for itself. Like those are the type of educators that are drawn to go to Get Your Teach On. Even in a sense too, the types of teachers that are going to go to just any conference in general are going to be the ones that are personable, that are excitable, that want to make themselves better in a sense, right? They're going all the way across the country to better their teaching. And so that kind of says what kind of person is going to be there. And so just know that you really probably won't spend really much time alone if you are going truly alone. And so I highly recommend doing it because it's just such a great experience for yourself. So once you get your teach on, push myself out of my comfort zone there. Going by myself is not something I would normally do. Then I spoke at the Teach Better Talk conference, and that just kind of sparked my love for wanting to hopefully present at more conferences, take on kind of more, because obviously the more you do something, hopefully the better you get at it, the more practice you get out of it, the more things you talk about, like, okay, I'll do less of this and more of this. And so that's kind of the things, I guess, that I've accomplished this year. And it's kind of crazy to look back and think about it. My Teachers Pay Teachers has been really going into a place that I never even thought it ever would. And so for those of you that are reluctant to start a Teachers Pay Teachers, what I tell everybody that asks me is there really is nothing wrong that can come out of it. I started mine based off of just putting things up that I was making for my classroom. So I wasn't really spending extra time creating these products. And yes, there are some things you have to add extra in order to make it Teachers Pay Teachers-able. but I just kind of started off like, okay, this project I did with my class, let's put it on Teachers Pay Teachers. This worksheet, let's put it on Teachers Pay Teachers. If it gets bought, great. If not, nothing happened. Right? I didn't really waste, it's not like I created this thing just for Teachers Pay Teachers. It was something that I'm using in my own classroom. So there really was no no negative in my head. And so I just kind of put myself out there, created my Teachers Pay Teachers, and now, like, I really don't think I'd be where I am today without it. Like, again, it kind of goes back to the connections. A lot of the connections I've made have been through Teachers Pay Teachers things that I've gone to fellow teacher creators that I follow on Instagram and just kind of make connections with. And so for those of you that are maybe scared to make that jump or scared to create it, I just kind of always just tell them, like, there really is nothing wrong that can come out of it. Nothing bad. Just make sure you're creating your own stuff. I guess I could see one bad thing if you copied somebody else's stuff. That's not going to be good. But in my own personal mind, there was nothing bad coming out of creating that, just as there's really was nothing wrong with creating my teacher Instagram, right? I got so scared to do it. I did it because it was part of my master's. I got my master's in digital learning and technology. And he wanted us to make a blog. And one of the strategies was, how could you drive traffic to the blog? So I made my Instagram and just kind of stuck with it. And it's kind of funny to look back and think, like, I started my Instagram because of my master's class. And now kind of look what it's given me. It's given me friendships. It's given me kind of more things than I could ever ask for. And so and that's kind of where I kind of got that idea. If something scares you, go for it. And so that's, I guess, kind of what my motto was last year, and my motto has kind of been since I started teaching. And so for those of you that are afraid to do things because it scares you, it's scaring you because you know it's going to take you someplace you've never been before. And so I'm just telling you, maybe jump on that and try it. And, you know, if it doesn't work out, you learn from it, right? That whole growth mindset that we're trying to inspire in our kids. Just make sure you're kind of doing that too. Okay, and then last but not least, my word last year was intention. I wanted to make sure I was doing everything that I did with intention, and I feel like I definitely accomplished that. I spoke at a couple opportunities because I put intention into it. I feel like I taught with intention. And so this year, I feel like the word I want to use is kind of radiance. I want to make sure to kind of be radiant and bright in everything that I touch, in a sense. I want to spread kind of that radiant attitude on my Instagram. I want to make sure to always kind of spread that positivity, I guess, wherever I go. And so this year, I'm going to be really working on radiant, being radiant and radiance. And so maybe kind of think about what word you'd like to kind of create for yourself. And then just like the podcast I listened to, they kind of talked about a word that they would do for their business. And so for me, I want that word to kind of be expansion. I feel like I've done a lot of growth on myself this past year. And so I would love to kind of see what I can do to kind of expand this whole thing to more than what it is, I guess. And I want to, and it's not coming out of greed. And so I did listen to another podcast that talks about, like, when you make your goals, it shouldn't be for greed. It should be for kind of helping others, in a sense. So the expansion part isn't necessarily for greed. Like, I want more followers. It's not so much that. I feel like there are so many teachers out there that need support and help, especially new teachers. And so for me, I want to make sure I'm expanding to reach more teachers that maybe need a little extra support or need a little extra motivation. And so that's what the expansion comes from. And the same kind of with the radiancy. There's so many negative things out there. And so kind of making sure to be always radiant and happy and positive. I don't think that necessarily is something that's just for me. I think it's just to kind of spread that positivity to others. And so with that, that's all I have for you guys. I hopefully this has made you think about some things that you want to work on for yourself in the new year. As always, this has been a pleasure. If you are listening to this on a Tuesday, I hope you're having a fantastic Tuesday. And if you're listening to this any other day of the week, I hope you're having a fantastic day in general. As always, you guys, please make sure you're enjoying your break. Give yourself that time, relax. I know the holidays can be a little crazy, but if you ever have a moment, maybe just kind of sit, relax, think about what you want for the new year, because when you kind of start the year with intention, who knows where it's going to go. 2019 has definitely been a huge game changer year for me, and so I just know that 2020 is going to be even better. So I hope you have a fantastic, wonderful holiday season, and I'll see you next week. So I guess this is it till next time.
guest. Don't forget to check out the show notes for any of the links that I discussed in today's episode. If you enjoyed today so far, please share it with a friend because the more, the merrier. Thanks for tuning in, and I can't wait to see you guys next time.